Hi, this is Don Blunt, editor of The Record, and I'm here with Almendra Carpizo, one of our staff writers. We recently published, both in print and online, a series that we're calling The Violent Crime Project, where we're looking at and talking to people who have been the victims or survivors of violent crime. We've already looked at stories involving Aaron Kelly Jr. and also Juwan Small. Almendra wrote a story about Rashawn Jones, who was the mother of, or is the mother of, Carlita Villalobos, who was killed 4 years ago in a shooting in Stockton. All right, Almendra, you wrote about Carlita Villalobos and spoke with her mother, Rashawn Jones. Tell us a little bit about the approach you took when you went in for those for that interview.
Well, I knew Rashawn had been very public about the loss of her daughter. I think in part it was because she was trying to find some justice or some meaning to it. So I approached her and I said, we would love to write about your daughter and what life has been like after all these years, because I can't imagine that it gets any easier losing a child. And she immediately liked the idea and wanted to share her story about Carlita.
So you had someone who appeared open to the discussion, but also, from what I'm hearing, you approached her in a very sensitive manner, what I would call a soft manner.
Yeah, and I think that's something we have to be aware of when we approach families, especially mothers, who have been in these situations, very difficult situations. We have to find the tact to approach them in a way that's respectful to her and to her child.
So what were your impressions after you began talking to her specifically about her daughter and the shooting?
Well, when we spoke about her daughter, I could immediately tell how close they were. What a bond she shared with her four children. And what struck me a lot is that Carlita was the baby of the family. You know, she was the youngest, and she was a young mother. She had, at the time, a toddler, basically. So just you could tell from her conversations and her sharing memories of Carlita just how close that family was and how completely devastating that shooting was to the family.
Devastating. I think that's one of the themes that we're seeing through this project. And it seems as if there's like a tear, a rip in the fabric. I don't want to be cliche and say in the souls of these people, but really in all these families that we've profiled thus far, there seems to be like a tearing apart.
Yes, there definitely is. I think for us as reporters and maybe just the public in general who hasn't experienced something of this magnitude in their life, you know, there's another day and they move on. But for these families, they don't move on because there's the constant reminder during the holidays or celebrations, birthdays, that person is not there. And for Rashawn, her granddaughter is now left without her mother. And without her father, because her father ended up being arrested in connection with the shooting. So now she's having to see her granddaughter navigate life without both of her parents. And so that's always going to be with that family.
So if they don't get over this or can't move on from this, how, from what you saw, how do they survive? What do they do?
I think for Rashawn, she spoke a lot about groups that she joined for the survivors of victims of violence and finding other people who have experiences and what ways they have found useful in coping with this. And I know for Rashawn, she specifically talked about her granddaughter and how she finds her strength in that little girl. And being there for her and seeing her grow up and reminding her of who Carlita was and what she meant to that family.
So when you're in that type of situation, what do you do so that you don't sort of get sucked into the emotion of the moment, or do you get sucked in? I mean, how as a professional writer, reporter, do you manage to go in there and be able to gather the information you have without being cruel or callous or a puddle because of what's happening around you?
You know, I think there are people that see reporters as detached from stories, that we can go in and report this without getting some sort of, getting emotionally involved in a way, because it's always going to be difficult to talk to a grieving mother who's crying, whose pain is very visible. But so I can't say that I don't necessarily get emotionally involved. I just think I try to do them justice in my writing and in explaining what this meant to their family and the impact that Carlita had, and remembering that she is not just a Stockton homicide victim. She was a 19-year-old daughter, mother, sister.
To put a face on the person that people didn't know.
Exactly.
Give her a personality.
Exactly.
Okay. So what did you learn anything from this?
I think the one thing that struck me, and not just in this particular case, but in some of the cases that I've written about, is all these mothers who have lost children and who are grieving and who are finding, as Tashante McCoy said, power through their pain. And I think we see that a lot in Stockton, with these mothers who are either fighting to, you know, find justice for their children, whether there's no suspect arrested, or being there for other women who have encountered these situations. And I think that's what's really stuck with me in this area.
Could you explain to me a little bit more, expand a little bit on that power through pain comment?
Yeah, and I don't remember the exact phrasing for Tashante, what she explained to me, but it's people who have experienced some sort of trauma or pain, whether they were survivors of their own violent incidents or whatnot, but using that to become advocates, using that to help other people, and sort of finding the positive in a very dark and difficult situation.
Do you see yourself as an advocate for the victim or for the person that you're writing about when you do these types of stories?
In a sense, I think we are advocates for the victims. Again, going back to the point of, they're not just, 19-year-old woman shot in a Stockton parking lot. She was Carlita. So we get the privilege of sharing their stories, of sharing who they were and what they meant to this community.
Why would you use that word privilege? Why is it a privilege to share these types of stories?
Because these families are opening up to us. They're inviting us into their homes, sharing very personal, painful memories and moments in their life. And not everyone has the ability to do that or gets to do that. And for them to open up their homes and be willing to talk with us and share those memories, good and bad, I think it is a privilege.
Is it part of our responsibility, you think, to try and tell these types of stories, to try and reach people?
Yes, because it speaks to the true impact of crime in Stockton. It's more than just numbers. We know it's more than just 40 homicides this year, 60 the next year. I think it's our responsibility to remind people of who these victims were, and the consequences of these shootings or violent incidents.
So if you could give me one takeaway from all of this, from what you've done as part of this project, what would it be? And I mean just one.
Well, that's difficult. Just one takeaway?
Mm-hmm.
That we're never going to be able to really articulate the violent problem here in Stockton. or the problem with violence here in Stockton.
Meaning?
There's always going to be more victims. There's going to be, unfortunately, stories that we don't get to share or that don't get shared for one reason or another. Mm-hmm. And that's just, we just had a homicide a couple of days ago. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. that's another family.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what I hope that readers and listeners can pick up from this project, is that we collectively as community may think of crime being from one area or another area in the community, when actually it's a problem that really connects all of us and affects all of us in one way or another.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. I think it gets lost into a South Stockton problem or patches of North Stockton problem, when really it's a Stockton problem.
Exactly. But, all right, anyway, well, thanks, Amanda. I appreciate your time.
Thank you.